Yeah, Pastor Dave asked me to tell my testimony. And one of the things, you guys ever, when you guys read, and you're going to pass a passage, and it speaks to you. You're like, that's my story. That God was talking to me then. He knew me. That was exactly what was happening to me then. And my story, it entails with the prodigal son. And it's Luke 15:11, if you want to turn there. It says, Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of estate.' So he divided the property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need." So right there, you know, what happened is his family was wealthy. He was in a good area, you know. He was loved. He was well taken care of, you know. And he had everything, but he took everything and he left. He wanted to do his own thing. And it says, so he went and hired himself as a citizen of that country, who sent him to his field to feed the pigs. Now, that right there, that's in the Jewish community. When you go feed the pigs, that's like the lowest low of jobs in their eyes. And so he had everything and then left and ended up in the gutter, so to speak. He longed to fill his stomach with the pounds that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and you, and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long ways off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to him, to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a harvest and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is now alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the other son was in the field. When he came near to the house, he heard the music and dancing. So he called one of his servants and asked him, 'What is going on?' 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed a fatted calf because he had him back safe and sound.' The other brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years you've been slaving for you and never disobeyed you and disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who had squandered your property with prostitutes come home to you, you kill the fattest calf for him. My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and now is alive. He was lost and now is found. And, you know, I read that, and all I can think about is love. What love is. You know, Pastor Dave was reading through the fruit of the Spirit. If you notice, the first one is love. You know, I ask myself, what is love, you know? And I see my parents over there. My parents, they're the love, you know? I grew up in the church. And, you know, I was always raised to go to church, you know. My parents showed me the love aspect of it. My mom gave me physical love and emotional. My dad gave me spiritual love and emotional. He taught me how to love. The thing is, I went different ways. I was living two different lives at the time. I wanted to go to church, but then go to school and, you know, impress my friends, you know. And through that, I just got sick and tired of it. Sick and tired of living two different lives. And I was done. When it came down to it, I picked the wrong side. I went with my friends. I got into drugs. I got into a lot of different things. I stole a lot. You know, I was unworthy, as it was talking about, to be my call from my dad. And my life was getting nowhere. When I came down to it, I had gotten arrested. And, you know, through the teachings of my parents, Dave, and everyone else, I'm sitting in what they call a blue room, waiting for what they have to say about me. And I can't not get it out of my head of what my dad has done for me, of what you guys have shown me, and who God is. And ultimately, I said, okay, I was broken. The guy came back and he said, all right, you have a choice. You can go home or go to jail. And I said, go home, right? I go home and my dad's there, open arms. You know, and I look back and I see one of the best things he's done for me and hardest things he's done for me was letting me go. Letting me go when I was doing what I was doing. He said, okay, God, do what you need to do. He's yours. And through time, I've gone to different events. One of them was beach camp, and you heard Mike talking about that. Man, it opened my eyes even more to what I was doing and what I was becoming. But then ultimately it opened my eyes to who I am, really am. And I'm a child of God. Amen. And the thing is, God put me through all that. And I come back to it. He showed me that love. And really, you know, parents, you know, individuals, you love. That's what you want out of everything, is that love. You love your children. You want your children to grow. You want them to become great. And that's what I was longing for, was that love. And I didn't see the love from what was around me. But I was blinded. I seen the love from God and what He has done for me through my parents, through you guys. And so now I have the ability and the strong willing to tell everybody what it really means to have that love, to be able to share it. And it means a lot, parents. Because I love my dad very much, my mom. And I've done some things that I'm not proud of. I'm not perfect now. But God has given me them to show me that love. And what I need to do and what I should do for my future kids. So I encourage you, stay strong in the Lord and love. And that's my story. Thank you.